tight security marked a meeting where division was evident. Abortion supporters and opponents staked out opposite sides of the room and made their views known during 3 hours of testimony. One of those speaking in favor of providing midterm abortion is a mother. She was eager to have a second child. Instead, the pregnancy was ended at 16 weeks because of medical complications. Judy, a 45-year-old Madison woman who gave her first name only, told how she was overjoyed to be pregnant, then found out she had a blood clot.
I found myself in a situation that I needed a second trimester abortion, and I'm married, I'm a working professional, and I'm a woman who needs this medical community to really stand up and provide health care options.
Three people on the hospital governing board voted against having abortion services for those too pregnant to go to most other clinics for the procedure. One dissenter was Humberto Vidier, a cardiologist at Marshfield Clinic. He's concerned about a possible patient boycott.
It impacts the organization financially, adversely, in a substantial way. I'm not sure that, as important as this is, more important than many other of the wonderful things we're able to provide.
Siding with the 11-member majority was Regent David Walsh. He said he was willing to take the risk of financial backlash because of medical need for second trimester abortions.
I come down to the issue of one thing, and that is there another place to do this?
Currently, Milwaukee is the nearest place to get abortions after 19 weeks. It's not done often. Most abortions are done early in pregnancy. State data shows about 80% of women having the procedure are 12 weeks pregnant or less. Dr. Laurel Rice chairs the Obstetrics Gynecology Department at UW School of Medicine. She told the governing board that an estimated 120 patients would get abortions at the Madison Surgery Center.
And it's important to note that about 25% of those procedures are performed for lethal fetal abnormalities, meaning the chance of the baby living after birth is non-existent.
Performing and assisting in the abortions would be voluntary in line with existing law. But gynecologist Carla Dickmeyer, who works at Meritor Hospital, says that's no guarantee health workers can follow their conscience.
These laws are truly not enough to protect individuals. Even in the case when attending physicians do not push the residents to participate in abortions, there's pressure from other residents.
An anesthesiologist at Madison Surgery Center, Nancy Fredericks, said colleagues opposing the plan to provide second trimester abortions feel they've had little input in the process and have made it clear they will not participate in any abortions.
Morale is now at an all-time low at MSC because many of the staff have been tormented by the thought of these abortions being done at their facility.
Some, like Republican Senator Glenn Grothman, said the name of UW-Madison would be, quote, stained if UW Hospital Governing Board approved second trimester abortions. Other research hospitals perform such services, and obstetrics and gynecology chair Rice said not doing so is a hindrance in recruiting efforts. Another vote on the abortion proposal could come later this week when the Madison Surgery Center weighs in on the matter. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.